Up next is Crop Circles, a new script by our favorite sound effects technician, Jerry Stearns.
Well, you got us breathing easier down here now that you're breathing easier up there, Scotty. Capcom agrees you guys have done a great job on building Bradbury Station. The whole country is watching the base get settled. We think you all deserve a break.
10 forward. We'll check in again at 2200 hours, Mars time. Bradbury Station out.
Scotty, why do you always say that to Houston?
What? 10 forward? 10 forward? Right? It's not so obscure, but somebody's gonna get it sooner or later. I know it.
Sure. 16 minutes from now, it'll arrive at Houston, and everyone in the room will start laughing.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Come on.
Ooh, any road, I agree with Capcom. I could use a break and a cannabis lemonade.
Oh, good idea. I'll get a couple from the cooler.
Excuse me, which of you is the leader here?
Holy crap! Who's he?
What is he? Is it a he? Mm.
How did you get in here?
Oh, is it a press conference? Let us see. Who? My name? With that mouth, you could not pronounce it. You may call me Mook. What is he? And I am a he. I am small and green and do not have prominent eyes. So I would say little green man fits, but bug-eyed monster does not fit. How? You carried me inside a case with some equipment I did not recognize, over there.
And again, holy crap!
And you speak English?
Yes, we have been studying you for some time. Your broadcasts are in our public domain.
So, what do you want?
Oh, I am sorry. I should have made that clear. This is an alien abduction.
Oh no, not again.
What? You've been abducted before?
Yes. 7 times.
Oh. That does not show up on your service record, mister.
Yeah, well, nobody asked, and I didn't think it would help me get this gig. Do you?
He's got a point.
Well, yeah, he does have a point, and he's right. But I can see how he might be helpful in this situation. Experience counts.
For the record, would you identify yourselves?
Sure. I'm known as Scotty. I'm the mission chief. He's Podge, short for Hodgepodge, a mission non-specialist. And she's Carrie.
Carrington.
Pilot and geologist.
Pleased to meet you all.
Are you going to handcuff us or something?
They don't do that.
Oh, no. I am quite capable of incapacitating you if necessary. It's not going to be necessary, is it?
No. Not at all. We don't need any trouble.
What are you going to do to us? Podge, what are they going to do?
They did different stuff each time to me. Once, I spent several hours in a big bouncy house in a jungle. I sure don't know what that was all about.
I have not been informed of the itinerary myself, but it should be not unpleasant or anything. And it is only you two, not Scotty. We cannot use him. He is too tall.
Too tall?
Yes, he does not fit on the slab.
Slab?
What, like a sacrificial altar?
Oh, I am sorry. Perhaps that is the incorrect word. I refer to a laboratory work surface.
Oh, OMG, are you going to use probes?
Oh, no. I have a tricorder.
Okay, everybody freeze. This is a stick-up.
Oh, now what the hell?
Another one?
Pipe down, Missy, or I'll scrag you for sure.
It's not another one. It's a different one. More brown, extra eyes, and they don't look like the same species.
He is a Zagrafraget, not from around these parts.
Very good, Greeny. I'm called Bogey, and you keep out of it. I'm just here to do a snatch job.
Okay, so wait, you're not with him?
Oh, certainly not. We do not associate with Zags. They're from a bad part of the galaxy, on the other side of the Bludgeon Nebula.
Where's that?
It's none of your business. Come on, Greeny. You know you're not supposed to give away any location info.
I am Mook, and I have not. They know nothing of the galaxy. This is the farthest they have gotten from their home. It is only one planet over.
Oh, really? I wonder what the lab guys want with these geeks, then.
Oh, wait a minute. You're here to abduct us, too?
Oh, yeah. Abduct, snatch. Yeah, it's a pickup and delivery gig. I'd rather be abducting classic muscle cars, but, yeah, you take what you can get. So, you two, over there.
Which two?
Oh, you and you. Oh, not the big one. He'll take up too much room in the pod.
I'm beginning to feel a little rejected here.
I think you've got the makings of a discrimination suit, Captain.
Thank you.
Are there laws governing alien abductions?
I beg to differ, Bogey. I was here first.
Tough bananas, Mookie. By the way, what are bananas? I keep hearing of them in the broadcast, but I've never seen one up close.
Well, it's yellow and it's
quiet,
Carrie. Oh, that sounds...
We're not supposed to give any information away on classified military things.
Classified?
Right, Podge. Name, rank, and serial number. No more.
But I thought that a banana...
Knock it off, Mook. Whose side are you on, anyway?
Side? Side of what?
Oh, I get it. Yeah, Mook. Which team are you backing in this great interstellar conflict? Are you with the Zags or the Federation?
Yeah, that's right. The Great Federation of Planets. Mm.
But that is...
Zip it, Mook. It's pretty clear that Bogey's big broadcasts are way out of date. They haven't heard of how we took over this, quadrant.
Conflict. I was just supposed to pick up a couple of these little backward life forms and bring them back to the lab, that's all. I don't know anything about no war.
It's not really a war. Yet. Not many planets have been vaporized at this stage. The others all know how powerful the Federation is.
That's right. In all the alien places I visited, they recognize that, resistance is futile.
Yeah. Don't give me that malarkey. You haven't been anywhere.
Sure I have. Here, take a look at this. It's my alien abduction rewards card. The Mook here was just about to punch number 8. 2 more and I get a weapons upgrade in the next engagement.
That's right. It's the Iron Man suit, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Full body protection, planet killer cannons, warp drive, home cooked meals.
Jeez, I hope so.
Wow. That's the equipment that Mook didn't recognize when he snuck in here. Right, Mook?
I guess so.
Enough! The greenie just said that you're only from one planet over. There's no Federation. Like he said, resistance is futile. Get over it. You're plucked.
I'm afraid I see no alternatives.
Hey, if you're abducting us too, then... Can you punch number 9 on my card?
No, I'm not abducting you too. I'm abducting you instead. Mookie can go jump in a crater.
That is territorial infringement, strictly against the laws governing the alien abduction industry.
Abduction industry? Boy, this space travel stuff sure is an education.
Come on! You know, we've been abducting humans for years. On your planet, we have to go through all that rigmarole, crop circles as distractions, rigging a saucer to look like a weather balloon. I was so pleased to hear that you were coming to us this time.
He is correct. This was supposed to be a gentle wind.
Wind?
He means breeze.
So they sent you to abduct more humans?
Actually, when they said I was coming to Mars, I thought it was to pick up some Martians.
There are still some among our kind that do not believe anything can live on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But what will you do with us?
It depends on which organization wins the lottery and gets custody of you.
And yet again, holy crap!
Oh yes, there are laboratories for, testing. And there is a catalog sector which will grill you for juicy information on celebrities, recipes, and appliance repair tips.
Yeah, mostly it's a catch-and-release program. You only be gone a few days.
Well, are those Earth days or Mars days?
What the hell difference does that make?
Look, I'm just asking, okay? I'm the one that's going to be alone, you know, just like Michael Collins.
And another one arrives. It's bigger, too.
Hold! Thou shalt not pass!
What?
Pretty good, huh? As good as that wizard guy, I could have played him easy.
See, now that surely fits in the bug-eyed monster category.
And they said, oh, you're not going to need any weapons up there. No, there's nothing to defend against.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's really getting to be a holy crap sort of kind of day.
All right, so, welcome, alien. I am called Scotty.
Yeah. I know who you are, Captain. And Carrie Canton. And Hodge. I've been monitoring the CCTV as I came in. I know these two pipsqueaks are here to abduct you. Wait, where's the other one?
I am right here.
No, the other one. He's around here. Oh, there you are.
Ah, put me down.
Quit flailing about. I'm not going to hurt you. Jeez.
So what are you doing here?
I am called Pickle Fix.
Of course
and I am the casting agent for Crop Circles. It's a huge hit in other parts of the galaxy I'm not supposed to talk about.
Crop circles. You mean like giant artworks in fields of wheat?
Yeah, it's the show logo. It's the top-rated alien abduction reality TV show. We're looking for contestants for next season.
And you're casting about for some cream-of-the-crop human contestants?
Oh, Lord, no. We've done humans to death. Literally. Shut up, Shorty.
So you want non-human contestants?
Yeah. The prize money is quite generous. And really, most of the humans died from their own carelessness. Are you interested?
No! Help!
Not really. I've never been the athletic type.
Yeah, I can see that.
So it looks like you're planning to abduct the abductors.
I just love to watch them squirm when they figure it out.
That's not at all nice.
I know, but it is fun. Actually, I want to hire you.
Hire us?
Yes. You two have lots of experience in finding and picking up all kinds of species. I could use some of your expertise.
Wait, so it's not an actual abduction? It's head hunting?
Exactly.
You bastard! Okay, what's it pay?
There's a contract on my desk back at the studio. I think you'll like our offer when we get back there.
I just bought a new yurt. Am I going to have to relocate?
No, you can work from anywhere, though there will be a lot of travel involved. Have you done wormholes before?
No, but I have my own barf bag, just in case.
Good plan. I never needed one myself.
Well, I got to admit, I'm pretty relieved at how this is all turning out.
Yeah, I have trouble sleeping on an unfamiliar air mattress.
Oh, man, we are certainly going to have a story to tell Houston when they check in.
Oh, no. You can't tell anyone about this.
Why not?
Well, we can't afford to give away anything about the new season of shows. We need a maximum anticipation factor, no leaks.
Oh, really? And what will you do to keep us from blabbing?
Yeah, I was just wondering that myself.
I'm sure we can come to some arrangement. What would be something you need here at the station? You know, extra oxygen, home-cooked meals?
Well, there is one thing that we talked about the whole flight out, right, Carrie?
Carrington. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I'm following you, Podge.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd take that.
Uh-oh. All right, how much is this going to cost me?
Well, we knew when they selected us to be the first Mars crew that we were going to be right next to the highest mountain in the solar system, Olympus Mons.
Yes, and they never let us bring our own. We need some skis.
All right, so here's the deal. Listen up. We want 2 pair each of correctly sized Captain Flight Plan mountain skis with bindings that will fit our spacesuit boots.
And an assortment of ski waxes.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what the conditions are going to be up there.
Oh, and can you get us a wood fireplace so we can have a ski chalet corner here in the station?
Now, Carrie, that won't work.
Carrington.
There's oxygen usage and a venting problem.
How about a video fireplace and an electric heater?
Yeah, that'll have to do. Is that asking too much?
No, it's letting me off a lot cheaper than I thought when I first saw that evil smile on your face. Skis in a fireplace is doable. Is a 50-inch screen okay?
Perfect.
Consider it done.
Excellent.
Mr. Picklefix, even though you weren't going to abduct us, would you mind punching the last spot on my alien abductions reward card? I get a prize, I think.
Sorry, kid, we don't recognize their stupid coupons.
Oh, dang.
Okay, you two munchkins, are you ready to head back to Studio 42 and sign some contracts?
I guess so.
Lead on, boss.
Don't ever call me that again.
Okay, I hear ya.
Say, are you guys familiar with probes?
This is Houston calling Bradbury Station. Come in, Bradbury Station. This is your 2200 check-in. How's it going up there, guys? Anything new and exciting to report?
Bradbury Station to Houston, we copy. That's not much going on up here. We took a nap, and we're just sitting around the old chalet reading comics and dreaming of home-cooked meals and skiing. We'll get back to you if we see any Martians. Okay, Bradbury Station out.
That was Crop Circles by Jerry Stearns.